Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
NVIDIA has recently done their big conference where they have unveiled a bunch of really cool stuff. It's kind of fun talking about NVIDIA because we always think about them as the people with the GPUs that are making AI possible, and less so the people that are actually making user-facing things. And so it's cool when they do these big conferences because they kind of mix it up a little bit. And sometimes when they make user-facing things, it's kind of to just demo what they're capable of. And it shows you, regardless of if NVIDIA is going to be the next ChatGPT, which I'm going to bet they're not, they're probably not. They show you what they're capable of, and you're going to see software companies using their chips, rolling all those same things out. So there's some really cool stuff. The big one that we want to talk about today is that they've announced two personal AI supercomputers. We want to talk about what that means, because for the average AI hustler, I actually think that this is an important thing to be aware of that's going to play into what we're doing in the future. But before we get into that, I wanted to mention, if you are not already a member, we would love to have you join us in the AI Hustle School community. So every single week, Jamie and I, we record an exclusive piece of content, a video that we don't share anywhere else. And we break down the exact tools, the exact processes we use to grow and scale our business using AI. There's a ton of really cool tutorials on there, dozens and dozens of videos. We break down AI marketing growth hacks that I've used on my software companies as well as my local businesses. Jamie breaks down an Amazon influencer program that he's using AI to scale up this year. He made over $25,000 on it last year, is using AI to scale it up this year. We have dozens of videos on all sorts of topics on growing and scaling your business with AI. So we'd love to have you as a member. In the past, it was $100 a month. It is currently $19 a month. So this is a fantastic time to join. And if we raise the price in the future, you'll be locked in at that price if you get it now. So there's a link in the description. We'd love to see you as a member of the community. But Jamie, what are you thinking about this new supercomputer out of NVIDIA? What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so they have two different ones that they announced. They have the DGX Spark and the DGX Station. The DGX Spark delivers up to 1,000 trillion operations per second of AI computing, thanks to GB10 Grace Blackwell Superchip. I personally have no idea what that means, but we'll get into that a little bit more. Maybe Jaden can shed some light on that. But they also have the DGX Station, which is not available yet. It's going to be released later this year through manufacturing partners, including Asus, Box, Dell, HP, and Lenovo. So that one will be probably, I would assume, their hardware just put in, manufactured by someone else. Either way, we have two different versions here. Both sound very impressive, at least on paper. But in real world, you may be thinking, at least I was thinking when I first heard this news, why? Do I really need this? Why would I need a personal supercomputer? And this is my theory. I think with 2025 being the year of AI agents, if you have played around with an AI agent yet, such as ChatGPT's operator, it's kind of slow because, you're cloud computing essentially to a supercomputer somewhere else. It's screen grabbing your computer, trying to figure out what's going on, the back and forth. There's a lot of information going back and forth. I believe that this would be perfect if you had a company with a lot of AI agents. You could run them in-house and save a lot of that time, and they would actually work a lot more efficiently. That would be my guess of why you would want to do this. Jaden, what do you think about it?
Yeah, so I think you're hitting the nail on the head there. And the other thing that I think is interesting is when you think about why people listen to this podcast, or why a supercomputer is important to them, or even to myself personally, I think what we don't think about often is we're so used to thinking about the way things are, which is that you're querying ChatGPT or any of these other models and you're getting your response back. A couple things that you get when you're running it locally Number one, of course, is speed. If you're not waiting to go and query a server, get it to get its results back, send it over to you, which is then kind of limited by if you have slow internet or not. Like, there's all these like kind of limiting factors. So you can just get a lot faster. These things are going to feel super snappy. If you're running a version of, you know, let's say ChatGPT theoretically on your computer locally, assuming you have a supercomputer that can run it very well, you could imagine this thing could be, you could remove some latency. The other thing that I think is really interesting and that a lot of people are interested in is security. When we first had ChatGPT come out, companies like JPMorgan Chase literally banned ChatGPT to all their employees because they're like, whatever you're giving to it, you can't send like confidential customer information, or, you know, this could, if there was a hack or a leak or some sort of issue, we can't give that information to another company. And they were especially, I think, worried about it being used in the training data. OpenAI came out and was like, look, we're not going to use your stuff in the training data if you have the premium accounts. And they're just like, okay, people get premium accounts. And the other thing that they did to try to mitigate that issue was they essentially set up like ChatGPT running locally on a server. So they still kind of controlled it, but it wasn't on the device because the devices, you know, most devices aren't powerful enough to do it. Now that they are, I think that it will change a lot. So for security reasons, companies that and businesses that deal with confidential information, or maybe you have trade secrets and you just don't want them to get accidentally leaked. I mean, I know for myself, it's so funny because I like at this point, I feel like all my personal information has been leaked on the dark web anyway. So I'm like, what's the point? Like, why does it even matter? I get like an email, I swear, every other week from a different mortgage broker, random person that's like, we had a data breach and your social security number, all your information, like literally all my information I had to give them to buy a house is like leaked. I'm like, great, that's everything. Okay, well, that's gone. That being said, I think that a lot of people are not as pessimistic as myself and would like to continue protecting their personal data or their company's personal data and their secrets. Like, it's tricky. This isn't something a lot of people talk about, but like if I go to a random DeepSeek website that like is the new whiz-bang AI tool and it can do some cool new thing with like voice to text, and it's maybe it's like a notebook LM type thing where it can do it, but it's free. And it's like some random startup and I like put my data in there and it's making like content for me or it's typing up reports for me. You actually don't know a lot of times with some of these startups like where that data goes. Maybe the startup's trustworthy, maybe it's not. Maybe it is trustworthy, but it uses a server in some random, you know, sketchy Singapore basement that's tied to like a Chinese company. And then they're just kind of skimming everything and throwing it into the latest Alibaba, you know, AI model for training. Like, I'm just saying there are some like vulnerabilities out there, and running it locally on your device ensures that it never leaves. You can have it confidential and you can have it theoretically quick. So those are a couple of use cases why I think companies and people might want running locally on their computer. And then, of course, there's a fact of having your own supercomputer. Who doesn't want to say they own a supercomputer? Come on, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's funny. I hadn't considered the whole security thing, but that makes total sense. So I think if I had one of these supercomputers, I would, like, when I'm not using it, maybe have it mine some Bitcoin or something, you know, on the side. I don't know. I would be curious to know how much these are going to cost. I don't know if you've heard of that. I'm sure it's outrageous, but it does say it's personal. So I don't know, is that personal? Does that mean for your house or does that mean for like a business, you know?
I would predict they are trying to say everyone needs one and they're like talking up their investors and stuff. But at the end of the day, it's probably going to be enterprises and it's probably super expensive. Like the most expensive Apple computer studio thing you can get for $20,000 or whatever. This is what Jensen Huang, their CEO, said. He said, this is a computer of the age of AI. This is what computers should look like, and this is what computers will run in the future. And we have a whole lineup for enterprise now, from little tiny ones to workstation ones. When he says workstation ones, you know that he's talking the expensive big boys. And from little tiny ones, you know, there's probably some ones that you could run locally at your house. So I think there's going to be a lot of things. I'm excited to dig into this once they launch it. All sorts of exciting stuff coming out of NVIDIA. Very innovative company. Listen, if you enjoyed the podcast today, if you learned anything about supercomputers and where this is going in the future, and you want to say thank you, the number one thing you could do is to leave us a review. Over on Spotify, you hit the About tab, you hit the stars. And on Apple, drop us a comment. We read them all. We love them. We really appreciate all of the reviews. And make sure to join our AI Hustle School community. The link is in the description. We would love to help you grow and scale your business using AI tools. This is what we're obsessed with. It's what we're all about. So come join the community. Over 300 members, and there's some incredible people that share amazing insights all the time. So it's a good place. We'd love to have you there. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.